Mwewe told a meeting with civil society leaders in the capital today that the nation is in shock following what he said was the callous murder of Christ Powers Maisiri, son of an MDCT activist in Headlands last Saturday. He said President Mugabe ZANU-PF has activated its violence machinery countrywide ahead of crucial elections expected this year and the forthcoming referendum.
The CIO is back in its old way. They are abducting and forcing people, interrogating them for just organizing party activities, doing recruitment. The ZANU-PF officials in all the provinces are going around the districts, the wards, abducting, intimidating, ransacking the homes of MDC people, MDCT and MDC people. It's happening every day.
Mwewe said the situation has become so bad that cabinet yesterday spent more than 4 hours discussing violence with ministers accused of funding violence being confronted by their colleagues. He said while everybody in cabinet agrees violence should not be happening, it's worrying the leaders that the violence is not stopping. Commenting on the seizure of radios being distributed by civil society organizations, Mwewe said one arm of the government is clearly trying to prevent people from accessing information from independent channels. He said Regional Integration Minister Priscilla Misaerambwi Mushonga gave President Mugabe one such radio during yesterday's cabinet meeting.
Yesterday, Minister Mshonga took out that radio and handed it to Mugabe as his birthday present and said, "Pep, now that you have it, the police must come and arrest you first." So of course, the president saw nothing wrong with the radio. It is just an ordinary radio.
Meanwhile, state-owned pro-ZANU-PF Herald newspaper today reported that President Mugabe has ordered police to arrest perpetrators of political violence. The paper quotes a presidential spokesman as saying Mr. Mugabe is worried by the re-emergence of violence in some parts of the country. But Joima Benge of the Institute for a Democratic Alternative for Zimbabwe says if the rule of law existed in the country, there would be no need for the president to order the people to act.
The rule of law does not require the president to order the police to arrest perpetrators of violence. This must be an everyday thing. However, it is good that he is realizing that there is violence and that violence could be coming from his own political party. We only appreciate it when we see the perpetrators actually apprehended and taken through the course of the law and the full wrath of the law befalling them.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai and senior members of his MDC formation will attend Christ Powers Maisiri's burial in Headlands tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.